you will get recognition from your managers and from your coworkers if you're a hard worker, because you make everybody else's job easier when you work hard.
This is the Contractor Files Podcast. Your hosts, Ethan McNeil and Trent Keith, take a deep dive into the construction and remodeling industry to uncover keys to success and pitfalls to avoid.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Contractor Files Podcast, episode 21.
21. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. And we are going to start with how to get rich as an employee of a contractor, right?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, and I forgot, I'm Trent Keith.
Yeah, I'm Ethan McNeil.
All right. So, did you know you can get rich as the employee of a contractor?
I don't think a lot of people do know that. Yeah. I think a lot of people think that to be rich, you got to be the head honcho, but that's actually not the case, and it's not the case for a lot of Americans. They're not going to be the head honcho, so you better figure out how to get rich as the employee. I think when I think of this particular topic, I immediately think of Dave Ramsey. And people like him who are very adamant about how you can retire wealthy and you don't have to, you know, start a multi-million-dollar company to do so. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of hope for people who are just making a salary or making a working wage. And they might not realize that they do have the potential to retire a millionaire.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah. That's right. You talk to all different business owners, and they will tell you that if they have a good employee who's doing their best, they will continue to work them up.
Yep.
And promote them in the process, because they're definitely looking for good workers.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially right now, there's such a big labor shortage. So employees are hard to find. Good employees are hard to find. And not everybody's cut out to be a business owner. You know, there's a lot of stress that goes into it. There's a lot of, characteristics that you need to have to be a successful business owner. And so it's okay. If that stresses you out and that's like, oh, there's no way I would ever want to do that, that's fine. There is more than okay to be an employee who's happy at their job and enjoys life still.
Yes. So. That's right.
All right. What is what's some things that you would tell somebody who's an employee and they want to become rich while just being an employee and working for a contractor? What are some tips you'd give them?
I would say I would start with asking your employer what you need to get better at, because you'll have strengths in certain areas, right? So there's always going to be things you can get better at. So if you start with trying to critique your work habits, mm-hmm. and the job you do, then it's going to make you better in that. And who's better than your employer or maybe just your supervisor over mm-hmm. that job? And try to improve on the things that you don't do as well.
Yes, that's good.
What was you thinking?
Yeah, my first tip is work hard. people notice people who work hard. You will get recognition from your managers and from your coworkers if you're a hard worker, because you make everybody else's job easier when you work hard. So that would be my first tip. It doesn't, you know, good old-fashioned hard work does not go unnoticed in the job place, especially with your boss.
Yep, that's for sure. That's one thing. I would say another thing would be very particular with everything you do. So make sure if you're doing something, you mm-hmm. do your best. Yeah, and you go good. Above and beyond. Mm-hmm. If you're doing your best and going above and beyond, that's going to be noticed. Like you said, it's kind of like working hard, right?
Yeah.
Those kind of things will get noticed sooner or later. And if you can be one who the boss never has to worry about, that does everything the best way possible,
yep,
then that's definitely going to get you some attention, yes, and move you up faster.
Yep. Doing things with excellence,
yes,
is for sure a quality that owners are going to be looking for.
Yes.
My next tip is, and I know that there is a book, I think, written about this, and I tried to Google it and I couldn't find it. So I'm here, I stole this idea, kind of, from somebody else, and I don't even know how to give them credit because I don't remember what the name of the book was or who wrote it. So, but it's very good information. It's a very good tip. And basically, it's do the things your boss or your manager hates to do. And that is a great tip if you are trying to be promoted or seen or recognized or get a raise, whatever it is. Do the things that your boss or your manager hates to do. Volunteer to do those things, because as soon as you take a headache away from your manager or your boss and you take it on yourself, they immediately are like, hey, I love that. How can I reward this person for doing that for me?
Yes.
And that's a great, great thing to keep in mind if you are wanting to climb the ladder of a company. Start asking around, hey, what's something that I can do that you hate to do? Well, or just pay attention. It won't take very long before you see your manager going, I hate this. Hey, I'll do it for you. And you will be shocked at the reward. Taking those things, those stressors, those headaches off of your manager or your boss, you'll be shocked at the reward that brings. So,
yes, for sure. That goes along with my next one. The next one I was thinking of was help other employees in areas that they're struggling.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes a lot of weight off of your boss or supervisor. If you have one of your coworkers who struggle in a certain area, if you can help them, make them better, improve what they're doing,
uh-huh,
it's going to benefit you greatly and the whole department or the whole group, whatever you're,
yep,
doing, because that takes a load off of everyone if you can,
yes,
help someone who's struggling in,
yes,
what their job is.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, and let's see. These kind of run together. I'll just mention this one. This was a short point, but
mm-hmm,
don't be afraid to be around your boss or your manager. I was actually talking to somebody the other day, and they were saying how it wasn't them, it was somebody else, was worried to be around basically the manager, the supervisor. And I think that might come from the fear of maybe you're going to make a mistake and they're going to see it or they're going to be angry at you. Might also come from the fear that you're not doing a good job and you know it, but you might be trying to do something that you know they wouldn't want you to do. I'm not sure. But if you want to get promoted in your company, don't be afraid to be around your boss or your manager. Like, work with them, you know, do whatever it is, you know, however you can help them. But don't be afraid to be around them, because they will offer pointers. And they are going to be helpful criticism for you to be able to continue to get better. Kind of like what Trent was talking about, perfecting your abilities and your skills. By hanging out and being around your supervisors or your managers, you find out what they look at as an important skill to have in your trade. And so that's something don't be afraid to do. Don't be afraid you're going to get fired or you're going to, you know, overcome that fear and be glad for the opportunity when you get to work with your supervisor, you know, in close proximity.
It might be hard to get rich, though, if you're doing a bad job and you really need fired.
Yeah, that's, that, yeah, that is not for you.
My next one is real simple, and it is make sure you dress and present yourself well. So don't come to work with holes all over your jeans,
yes,
a shirt all ripped up, whatever it is. Present,
yep,
yourself well. Make sure you're bathed before,
mm-hmm,
you come to work.
Yes.
And you don't have body odor,
yes,
emanating around you. So the
is this from your experience?
I'm not gonna say it's from my experience, but So no matter what position that your employer needs, you're represented well enough to be able to fill that position. Because if you're dealing with the public at all, they do not want you coming in looking like a bum off the streets that don't know how to take a shower and wear decent clothes.
What is that that saying? It's like dress for the job you want. I think that's the saying.
Dress for success.
Yeah, dress for success.
Yeah, same.
And that is a good principle. It doesn't like it's not like one of those rules you just slap on every situation, but it is a good rule of thumb. Am I dressing for the next position I actually want, not just the one I'm in? You know, I might be a helper, but am I dressing like a foreman? Because I don't know, they might dress differently. Now, don't show up in someone else's uniform or credentials that you shouldn't have, but...
The wrong badge.
Yeah. Hey, I'm dressing for the job I want. No. My next point is communication, and we talk about that a lot for all kinds of roles, and it applies to for employees who are wanting to advance in the company and wanting to, you know, make a good living there. Communicate with your managers and your boss and let them know where you're at. Let them know that, hey, I plan on making this, you know, a lifetime job if that's where you're at. Or, hey, I feel like I got overlooked in this one area. Or, hey, I feel like we could improve here. Or whatever it is that you need to communicate with your boss or with your manager. Because communication is actually a great skill to develop in all of life. But it will pay dividends to you in your job if you are a good communicator. And a part of that, too, is also knowing when not to communicate stuff. If your boss is in the middle of an episode and he's mad, that is not the best time to bring up the fact that you also made a mistake. there's wisdom in that, but communication is a skill you should develop in your job. Yeah, and it will be rewarded.
Yep. Yeah. I'm going to throw out an interesting one. This one is going to be... Know your area and what rich means for your area, right? So you can be in the area where we were when we had multiple construction crews, and the lead guys could be pretty rich for the area. But yet if they wanted to be rich in different terms, maybe like in a large city, you're going to make a lot more money than you are in a small city doing the exact same job. So you have to determine what your definition of rich is, and does that line up with the area you live in? If it does not, you may need to move someplace bigger where you can get paid a lot more for the exact same thing. I know our guys that were really good got paid top notch for our area, but if they would have went to a big city, they would make even more than what they were for us. And same way as business owner, we made really well for owning a business, but yet if we would have been in a lot bigger market, we maybe would have gotten rich in terms of a lot more money. So it all depends on where you live, what kind of area you want to be in. That will determine if you can get there for that location. Otherwise, you may have to move.
Yeah. And that comes into, not really, never mind. I'll tie it into one of my other points. Outside of work, it's your responsibility. If you want to be rich and you're an employee, you're going to have a set income that's always coming in as your wage. It's probably not going to become, you know, you might get a bonus here and there, but it's not going to, you know, become a big multi-million dollar inflow of finances to your personal life. So you need to figure out how to budget, how to be smart with your money, what you do have, and how to invest your money as an employee. So what we're talking about is, you know, ways that you can make sure that you have a good job and you're moving up the ladder and you're making a decent wage and all of those things. But you still, you're not going to be rich just because you have a good wage coming in. Mm-hmm. You have to figure out, how am I going to take the money I have, and how am I going to save it? How am I going to budget? How am I going to not go into debt? How am I going to invest this money? So there's a multitude of financial advisors out there that love to help people, coaches, help people with their finances. Go, and that's not what we're here for, but go and explore those places and get smart with the money you do have coming in. A raise is not always the answer to your financial troubles. So just keep that in mind too.
Yes, I agree with that. I'll say one that goes along with that. A lot of getting rich or having a lot of money is spending less than you make, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's what Ethan's talking about, that budgeting and things. You can always spend everything you make, and then you don't have anything.
Yes, exactly.
But if you learn to live below your means, then you can get rich over time in a lot of different ways.
Yes.
So it all depends on where you want to live, what you consider rich, and how diligent you're going to be with your budgeting through that process.
Yeah, and you can have the excuse that if I was just the business owner making as much money as they did, then I'd be okay. Well, how many business owners have we seen that make a lot of money and don't know how to control their finances, just like you, just like anybody else, and they go bankrupt. Their company goes belly up, and it's because they didn't know how to budget, how to save their money, how to use the money smartly. And so it applies to everybody.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, because there is a safety of being an employee to where you're guaranteed that paycheck every week.
Yep.
And as business owners, you'll have really good weeks where you make good money, and you'll have weeks where you do not get paid because the employees have to be paid.
Yep.
So there's a lot that goes into both sides of that, for sure.
Yes. I got one last point here. I don't know how many more you got. Where was it? Oh. Know your worth as an employee. This is my last tip if you want to get rich. Know your worth as an employee and what you bring to the table. And if you are wanting a raise or you feel like you deserve a raise, don't come at it in the mindset of, hey, I want a raise. I just need one. It's been a long time. Like, that's not a good way to convince your boss to give you a raise. What you need to do is think from their perspective of, this employee is profitable when they do these jobs. They're trustworthy. They don't have to be sent back. There's not a bunch of warranty work. They're able to supervise. They're able to, you know, get what, you know, all the benefits that you bring to the company, and then present that to your boss. Hey, I did really well on this job. Hey, I did good managing these people. You know, that this is why I feel like I need a raise. And instead of bringing in, oh, I just want a new car. Oh, I just want to have more of a grocery budget. You're instead bringing the case to the employer, and you're showing them how you're profitable to the company, which is what they really care about. That's what, I mean, they, not that they don't have a heart, but that is what the employer is going to be looking at when they decide whether they can give you a raise or not, is how much value is this employee actually bringing to my company? And that's what the case you need to present if you are wanting a raise. So know your worth and what you actually add to the company, not just, hey, everybody else is making whatever, I think I should too. Well, tell me why.
I would say if you're a good hard worker and you work for the right company, then they're probably going to talk to you about a raise in time anyway.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. Exactly.
Yep. For sure.
But there are cases where people need to talk to their employers, because there are a lot of employers that aren't going to offer a raise unless the employees come forward. So it just depends on what kind of a relationship you got with your boss. And, you know, if it's between getting a raise or leaving the company, I guarantee you that the boss would prefer you would come and ask for a raise. Just keep that in mind.
There you go. All right. Is that the end of your list?
Yep.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yep.
And have you told them about our
Nope. So app? If you are in the kitchen or bathroom remodeling business, you are definitely going to want to check out our estimating app. It is available on iOS and will be very shortly on Android. Might be by the time this podcast comes out. You can go to myestimatingapp.com. And you can sign up for a free trial of the app to see if it's actually something you are interested in. And you can create an account, and then you can run kitchen and bathroom remodeling estimates from your phone, from your tablet, or from a web browser. And you can share those estimates with your clients. They can accept the estimates, sign off on them from their web browsers, from their phones. And so it's a great tool that we think kitchen and bathroom remodelers are going to love. So go to myestimatingapp.com. If you decide you want to buy it, sorry. If you decide you want to buy our product, a subscription to this product, then use the promo code PODCAST and you will get a nice little discount there for the first few months. So.
And Ethan, you're supposed to be giving out discounts.
Yeah.
But it's not just for contractors. Homeowners out there that's wanting to get your bathroom or kitchen remodeled, you can actually get this and you can run the numbers and have an idea of what the estimate should be close to before you have contractors into your home so you can decide if you want to go ahead. So that's going to be a big benefit for homeowners. Check out our app. Download it, run the numbers, and see if you can afford to have someone come and remodel your kitchen or bathroom.
Yes. So, all right. Well, you guys have a good rest of your week, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends and family. To ask us any questions that might get answered in our next podcast, please visit our website, thecontractorfiles.com. Have a great rest of your day.
You will get recognition from your managers and from your coworkers if you're a hard worker, because you make everybody else's job easier when you work hard.
This is the Contractor Files Podcast. Your hosts, Ethan McNeil and Trent Keith, take a deep dive into the construction and remodeling industry to uncover keys to success and pitfalls to avoid.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Contractor Files Podcast, episode 21.
21. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. And we are going to start with how to get rich as an employee of a contractor, right?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, and I forgot, I'm Trent Keith.
Yeah, I'm Ethan McNeil.
All right. So, did you know you can get rich as the employee of a contractor?
I don't think a lot of people do know that. Yeah. I think a lot of people think that to be rich, you got to be the head honcho, but that's actually not the case, and it's not the case for a lot of Americans. They're not going to be the head honcho, so you better figure out how to get rich as the employee. I think when I think of this particular topic, I immediately think of Dave Ramsey. And people like him who are very adamant about how you can retire wealthy and you don't have to, you know, start a multi-million-dollar company to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of hope for people who are just making a salary or making a working wage. And they might not realize that they do have the potential to retire a millionaire.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah. That's right. You talk to all different business owners, and they will tell you that if they have a good employee who's doing their best, they will continue to work them up and promote them in the process, because they're definitely looking for good workers.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially right now, there's such a big labor shortage. So employees are hard to find. Good employees are hard to find. And not everybody's cut out to be a business owner. You know, there's a lot of stress that goes into it. There's a lot of, characteristics that you need to have to be a successful business owner. And so it's okay. If that stresses you out and that's like, oh, there's no way I would ever want to do that, that's fine. There is more than it's more than okay to be an employee who's happy at their job and enjoys life still.
Yes. So. That's right.
All
right,
what's some things that you would tell somebody who's an employee and they want to become rich while just being an employee and working for a contractor? What are some tips you'd give them?
I would say I would start with asking your employer what you need to get better at, because you'll have strengths in certain areas, right? So there's always going to be things you can get better at. So if you start with trying to critique your work habits and the job you do, then it's going to make you better in that. And who's better than your employer or maybe just your supervisor over that job? And try to improve on the things that you don't do as well.
Yes, that's good.
What was you thinking?
Yeah, my first tip is work hard. People notice people who work hard. You will get recognition from your managers and from your coworkers if you're a hard worker, because you make everybody's else's job easier when you work hard. So that would be my first tip. It doesn't, you know, good old-fashioned hard work does not go unnoticed in the job place, especially with your boss.
Yep, that's for sure. That's one thing. I would say another thing would be very particular with everything you do. So make sure if you're doing something, you do your best. Yeah, and you go above and beyond. If you're doing your best and going above and beyond, that's going to be noticed. Like you said, it's kind of like working hard, right?
Yeah.
Those kind of things will get noticed sooner or later. And if you can be one who the boss never has to worry about, that does everything the best way possible, then that's definitely going to get you some attention and move you up faster.
Yep. Doing things with excellence is for sure a quality that owners are going to be looking for.
Yes.
My next tip is, and I know that there is a book, I think, written about this, and I tried to Google it and I couldn't find it. So I'm here, I stole this idea, kind of, from somebody else, and I don't even know how to give them credit, because I don't remember what the name of the book was, or who wrote it. So, but it's very good information. It's a very good tip. And basically, it's do the things your boss or your manager hates to do. And that is a great tip if you are trying to be promoted, or seen, or recognized, or get a raise, whatever it is. Do the things that your boss or your manager hates to do. Volunteer to do those things, because as soon as you take a headache away from your manager or your boss, and you take it on yourself, they immediately are like, hey, I love that. How can I reward this person for doing that for me?
Yes.
And that's a great, great thing to keep in mind if you are wanting to climb the ladder of a company. Start asking around, hey, what's something that I can do that you hate to do? Or just pay attention. It won't take very long before you see your manager going, I hate this. Hey, I'll do it for you. And you will be shocked at the reward. Taking those things, those stressors, those headaches off of your manager or your boss, you'll be shocked at the reward that brings. So
yes, for sure. That goes along with my next one. The next one I was thinking of was help other employees in areas that they're struggling. So that takes a lot of weight off of your boss or supervisor. If you have one of your coworkers who struggle in a certain area, if you can help them, make them better, improve what they're doing, it's going to benefit you greatly and the whole department or the whole group, whatever you're doing. Because that takes a load off of everyone if you can help someone who's struggling in what their job is.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, and let's see. These kind of run together. I'll just mention this one. This was a short point, but don't be afraid to be around your boss or your manager. I was actually talking to somebody the other day, and they were saying how it wasn't them, it was somebody else, was worried to be around basically the manager, the supervisor. And I think that might come from the fear of maybe you're going to make a mistake and they're going to see it or they're going to be angry at you. Might also come from the fear that you're not doing a good job and you know it. But you might be trying to do something that you know they wouldn't want you to do. I'm not sure. But if you want to get promoted in your company, don't be afraid to be around your boss or your manager. Like, work with them, you know, do whatever it is, you know, however you can help them. But don't be afraid to be around them, because they will offer pointers and they are going to be helpful criticism for you to be able to continue to get better. Kind of like what Trent was talking about, perfecting your abilities and your skills. By hanging out and being around your supervisors or your managers, you find out what they look at as an important skill to have in your trade. And so that's something don't be afraid to do. Don't be afraid you're going to get fired or you're going to, you know, overcome that fear and be glad for the opportunity when you get to work with your supervisor, you know, in close proximity.
It might be hard to get rich, though, if you're doing a bad job and you really need fired.
Yeah, that is not for you.
My next one is real simple, and it is, make sure you dress and present yourself well. So don't come to work with holes all over your jeans, a shirt all ripped up, whatever it is. Present yourself well. Make sure you're bathed before you come to work.
Yes.
And you don't have body odor
emanating
around you.
Is this from your experience?
This, I'm not going to say it's from my experience, but so no matter what position that your employer needs, you're represented well enough to be able to fill that position. Because if you're dealing with the public at all, they do not want you coming in looking like a bum off the streets that don't know how to take a shower and wear decent clothes.
What is that that saying? It's like, dress for the job you want. I think that's the saying.
Dress for success.
Yeah, dress for success.
Yeah, same.
And that is a good principle. It doesn't, like, it's not like one of those rules you just slap on the, you know, every situation, but it is a good rule of thumb. Am I dressing for the next position I actually want, not just the one I'm in? You know, I might be a helper, but am I dressing like a foreman? Because, I don't know, they might dress differently. Now, don't show up in someone else's uniform or credentials that you shouldn't have, but...
The wrong badge.
Yeah. Hey, I'm dressing for the job I want. My next point is communication, and we talk about that a lot for all kinds of roles, and it applies to for employees who are wanting to advance in the company and wanting to, you know, make a good living there. Communicate with your managers and your boss and let them know where you're at. Let them know that, hey, I plan on making this, you know, a lifetime job if that's where you're at. Or, hey, I feel like I got overlooked in this one area. Or, hey, I feel like we could improve here. Or whatever it is that you need to communicate with your boss or with your manager. Because communication is actually a great skill to develop in all of life. But it will pay dividends to you in your job if you are a good communicator. And a part of that, too, is also knowing when not to communicate stuff. If your boss is in the middle of an episode and he's mad, that is not the best time to bring up the fact that you also made a mistake. there's wisdom in that, but communication is a skill you should develop in your job. Yeah, and it will be rewarded.
Yep. I'm going to throw out an interesting one. This one is going to be... Know your area and what rich means for your area, right? So you can be in the area where we were when we had multiple construction crews, and the lead guys could be pretty rich for the area, but yet if they wanted to be rich in different terms, maybe like in a large city, you're going to make a lot more money than you are in a small city doing the exact same job. So you have to determine what your definition of rich is, and does that line up with the area you live in? If it does not, you may need to move someplace bigger where you can get paid a lot more for the exact same thing. I know our guys that were really good got paid top notch for our area, but if they would have went to a big city, they would make even more than what they were for us. And same way as business owner, we made really well for owning a business, but yet if we would have been in a lot bigger market, we maybe would have gotten rich in terms of a lot more money. So it all depends on where you live, what kind of area you want to be in. That will determine if you can get there for that location. Otherwise, you may have to move.
Yeah, and that comes into, not really, never mind. I'll tie it into what my one of my other points. Outside of work, it's your responsibility. If you want to be rich and you're an employee, you're going to have a set income that's always coming in as your wage. It's probably not going to become, you know, you might get a bonus here and there, but it's not going to, you know, become a big multi-million dollar inflow of finances to your personal life. So you need to figure out how to budget, how to be smart with your money, what you do have, and how to invest your money as an employee. So what we're talking about is, you know, ways that you can make sure that you have a good job and you're moving up the ladder and you're making a decent wage and all of those things. But you still, you're not going to be rich just because you have a good wage coming in. You have to figure out, how am I going to take the money I have, and how am I going to save it? How am I going to budget? How am I going to not go into debt? How am I going to invest this money? So there's a multitude of financial advisors out there that love to help people, coaches, help people with their finances. Go, and that's not what we're here for, but go and explore those places and get smart with the money you do have coming in.
Yeah.
A raise is not always the answer to your financial troubles. So just keep that in mind too.
Yes, I agree with that. I'll say one that goes along with that. A lot of getting rich or having a lot of money is spending less than you make, right? So it's what Ethan's talking about, that budgeting and things. You can always spend everything you make, and then you don't have anything.
Yes, exactly.
But if you learn to live below your means, then you can get rich over time in a lot of different ways.
Yes.
So it all depends on where you want to live, what you consider rich, and how diligent you're going to be with your budgeting through that process.
Yeah, and you can have the excuse that if I was just the business owner making as much money as they did, then I'd be okay. Well, how many business owners have we seen that make a lot of money and don't know how to control their finances, just like you, just like anybody else, and they go bankrupt? Their company goes belly up, and it's because they didn't know how to budget, how to save their money, how to use the money smartly. And so it applies to everybody.
For sure. Yeah, because there is a safety of being an employee to where you're guaranteed that paycheck every week. Yep. And as business owners, you'll have really good weeks where you make good money, and you'll have weeks where you do not get paid because the employees have to be paid.
Yep.
So there's a lot that goes into both sides of that, for sure.
Yes. I got one last point here. I don't know how many more you got. Where was it? Oh, know your worth as an employee. This is my last tip if you want to get rich. Know your worth as an employee and what you bring to the table. And if you are wanting a raise or you feel like you deserve a raise, don't come at it in the mindset of, hey, I want a raise. I just need one. It's been a long time. Like, that's not a good way to convince your boss to give you a raise. What you need to do is think from their perspective of, this employee is profitable when they do these jobs. They're trustworthy. They don't have to be sent back. There's not a bunch of warranty work. They're able to supervise. They're able to, you know, get what, you know, all the benefits that you bring to the company, and then present that to your boss. Hey, I did really well on this job. Hey, I did good managing these people. You know, that this is why I feel like I need a raise. And it, instead of bringing in, oh, I just want a new car. Oh, I just want to have more of a grocery budget. You're instead bringing the case to the employer, and you're showing them how you're profitable to the company, which is what they really care about. That's what, I mean, they, not that they don't have a heart, but that is what the employer is going to be looking at when they decide whether they can give you a raise or not, is how much value is this employee actually bringing to my company? And that's what the case you need to present if you are wanting a raise. So know your worth and what you actually add to the company, not just, hey, everybody else is making whatever, I think I should too. Well, tell me why.
I would say if you're a good hard worker and you work for the right company, then they're probably going to talk to you about a raise in time anyway.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. Exactly.
Yep. For sure.
But there are cases where people need to talk to their employers, because there are a lot of employers that aren't going to offer a raise unless the employees come forward. So it just depends on what kind of a relationship you got with your boss. And, you know, if it's between getting a raise or leaving the company, I guarantee you that the boss would prefer you would come and ask for a raise. Just keep that in mind.
There you go. All right. Is that the end of your list?
Yep.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yep.
And have you told them about our...
Nope. So if you are in the kitchen or bathroom remodeling business, you are definitely going to want to check out our estimating app. It is available on iOS and will be very shortly on Android. Might be by the time this podcast comes out. You can go to myestimatingapp.com and you can sign up for a free trial of the app to see if it's actually something you are interested in. And you can create an account, and then you can run kitchen and bathroom remodeling estimates from your phone, from your tablet, or from a web browser. And you can share those estimates with your clients. They can accept the estimates, sign off on them from their web browsers, from their phones. And so it's a great tool that we think kitchen and bathroom remodelers are gonna love. So go to myestimatingapp.com. If you decide you wanna buy it, sorry.
No, go ahead. Okay. And I'll finish.
If you decide you want to buy our product, a subscription to this product, then use the promo code podcast, and you will get a nice little discount there for the first few months. So,
and Ethan, you're not supposed to be giving out discounts.
Yeah,
but it's not just for contractors. Homeowners out there that's wanting to get your bathroom or kitchen remodeled, you can actually get this, and you can run the numbers and have an idea of what the estimate should be close to.
Yep.
Before you have contractors into your home, so you can decide if you want to go ahead. So that's going to be a big benefit for homeowners. Check out our app, download it, run the numbers, and see if you can afford to have someone come and remodel your kitchen or bathroom.
Yes. So, all right. Well, you guys have a good rest of your week, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends and family. To ask us any questions that might get answered in our next podcast, please visit our website, thecontractorfiles.com. Have a great rest of your day.